Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotional. Today's passage is Mark 12, verse 18 to 27. And Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection. They asked him a question, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and when he died, left no offspring. And the second took her and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise. And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as wife. Jesus said to them, Is this not the reason you are wrong? Because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living.
As a quick recap from what we've read in Mark so far, yesterday we talked about the Pharisees and the Herodians and how they were asking intentionally pointed questions to Jesus to try to trap him to say something incriminating. And today is the Sadducees' turn. I think if you just read this passage, it just seems like this group of people may just be genuinely curious what happens in the resurrection with this example of this woman and the seven brothers. But the Sadducees, they were actually Jewish leaders. They were a Jewish sect who did not believe in the resurrection at all. They only believed in the first five books of the Bible, also known as the Pentateuch. And because there's no explicit mentioning of the resurrection, they did not believe in it. And so here they are asking Jesus, as if they believe in it, saying, In the resurrection, when they rise, whose wife will she be? For those seven had her as wife. So they are asking Jesus a question about the Old Testament teaching of Levirate marriage, which is if a man dies and his wife had no kids, the man's brother can marry her in order to have kids. So they give this example of this widowed woman and gives this very unlikely situation of seven of the seven brothers. And the idea is that in the afterlife, she can't be married to all seven brothers. Therefore, there must be no resurrection. This question forces Jesus to either deny the resurrection, the afterlife, or to deny the law of Moses itself. Jesus, again, we see him cleverly responding. He says, Is this not the reason you are wrong? Because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. There is a difference between knowing the scriptures and understanding them. We see that the Sadducees, they know the scriptures very well. They are religious leaders, but they have a lack of understanding. Jesus also diffuses their argument by saying that there will be no marriage in heaven. And he quotes Exodus 3 saying, I am the God of Abraham, God of the living, not of the dead. He doesn't say that I was the God of Abraham, as in, I was back then, but not anymore. But he says, I am the God of Abraham because there is the resurrection. They're still with God in the afterlife beyond our physical death. So now with this understanding of this passage, how does Jesus' interaction with the Sadducees impact and relate to our lives today? The word of God is truth. We must seek understanding and not just knowledge. Some ways that we can grow in our understanding of the scriptures is to ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate them. Check your heart. Are you approaching the Bible with an agenda? Are we trying to shape it into what we want it to be? We can also meditate on the scriptures day and night. I think something that's been really helpful for me in this day where there's so much information online with different devotionals and reading plans and commentaries, it's easy when I personally don't understand a passage to go straight online and Google the answer. But I think something that helps is to meditate on it day and night, just allowing, even when we don't understand it, just to wrestle with it and to chew on the word. Another question to grow in our understanding of scriptures is to ask, is there an application step that I can take from this? Don't keep the knowledge just in your head, but to your heart. And this is critical to prioritize in our lives because a misunderstanding of the Bible results in a misunderstanding of God and his character. Secondly, like Jesus says, the power of God, the Sadducees did not know the power of God. Again, God is the God of the living and not of the dead. And the resurrection life changes everything. Scripture says that the Father has prepared a place for us in his house. We will have new bodies in heaven without the curse of sin. There will be no sickness. Isaiah says that we will build houses, inhabit them, plant vineyards, and eat the fruit. Revelation says God will dwell with us and will wipe away all of our sorrows. No more death, sorrow, or pain, and every tear will be wiped away. We will be living with the God who is the God of the living. Here's a food for thought. How strong is my belief in the resurrection? In other words, what difference does the resurrection make to the way that I live my life here and now on earth? We know that we are not citizens of this world. Are we focused on building a home here on earth instead of preparing for the one God has for us? In evangelism, this is good news. Does our understanding of the resurrected life motivate us to share the gospel with our pre-believing friends and family? Now, Jesus in this passage does not explicitly say much about what our heavenly home will look like, but this is a main point. Jesus has a promise for us, the God who cared for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and who raised Jesus from the dead, will be our God. He is our God, even after our physical death, as he is God, not of the dead, but of the living. Let's pray. God, we thank you that the resurrected life that you have for us past our physical death has so much profound meaning for the way that we even live here on earth. I pray, God, that you would give us a greater desire to thirst for understanding of your word. Help us to slow down and to meditate on it day and night. Help us, God, to really live with purpose and with excitement, God, that you have prepared a place for us and that it would drive us, Lord, to share the good news with those around us in our lives. We thank you, God, that you are the living God, that you are active and alive, and that you invite us to be with you through the death and resurrection of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.